According to this website, sewers and drain lines are green.
Nice.
Reclaimed nice. Water is purple. Orange is for communication, signal, conduit. Gosh, these colors.
There's a lot of pipes, you know.
Yes,
my
there
friend.
Are. There are, but who knew? Who knew that there was a color code for all these things? Actually, a lot.
I never knew it, but it's good that I do.
Yes, a lot of.
Hey, you. You guys be awesome and have fun, okay?
Will do. Thank you, Brian. And Sarah and James got the correct answer as well. It's nice to have you here along with us today. And Joan and Gideon, I hope, are listening too. We will have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. A correct answer also from Susan, playing along on Facebook. It might have been the other Susan, but I think it was Susan. By the way, you can find us on social media at SLB Radio. And it's time for birthdays now at the Saturday Light Brigade. And as usual, quite a few folks have birthday greetings that have been sent in by friends and family members. And we begin today, November 16th, with Caitlin. Happy birthday to you. Kia of historic Brookville. Happy birthday from Mom, Dad, Buddy, and Gussie. Paloma from Aunt Susie. Edwina. Zena of North Braddock, happy birthday to you today. Leah from Paul, Amy, and your brothers. And Cecilia, November 16th. And Jim, November 17th. Happy birthday to the two of you of Black Ridge, from Laura, Aaron, Jamie, Dale, Carson, Jay, Jason, Frankie, and Theo, we love you. Vincent and Helgi have an anniversary today, November 16th. Tomorrow we have Bill of Edgewood, Neloy of Oakland, John from Steve, Terry, and Anne. One of the Kellys, Susanna of Southold, New York, from Pete and the girls. Michael of Allison Park, from your family. Gabriella from Kenny and Susanna of Wexford, and Hoke. On the 17th, we have Mason from D and Tom. And Millie, happy birthday to Millie of Verona from San Carlotto. How old are you? Turning to November 18th. Monday, happy birthday to Manny of McClellan Town, Antonio of McDonald, Naomi of Emsworth, and John of Castle Shannon. On Tuesday, the 19th, Christopher of Crafton from Mom, Dad, and Brianna. Claire of Cheswick. Wait, Claire of Cheswick. Lashia of Plumborough from Mom, Dad, and family. Bailey of St. Augustine, Florida from Mom, Dad, Cassie, Grace, and Cameron. Charlie. And happy anniversary to Casey and Cindy. On the 20th, happy birthday to Millie. On the 21st, Mary Kate of Squirrel Hill. From Jim, Carla, Jimmy, Sarah, Rebecca, Abigail, Samantha, Chris, and Jen. Tyler of Charlotte, North Carolina. From Mom, Dad, Caitlin, and Mason. Kara of Butler. From Nathan, Dad, Tim, and Marianne. Belly of Florida, Reet of Morningside from Mom and Dad, Gabe from Mom, Dad, and Simon, Christina from James and Hannah, And Franny and Ray have an anniversary on the 21st. Finally, on the 22nd, Melanie from husband John and son John Henry. Bub of Freedom from wife Becky Bub. And Sarah and Annie Bub. Brian of Mount Lebanon from Sue Kurt and Daniel. Laura from Brian and Christian of Allison Park from Mom, Dad, Brothers. .org. Scrolling down. Send birthdays to us by going to slbradio.org. Scrolling down to the bottom. If you go to slbradio.org/radio, scroll down to the bottom and you'll see the birthday link. And you can add as many birthdays as you would like. Include the birthday person's postal address and they will receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Asbestos. My father's name was Estes. Not an off that messed up for what it did. My brother was working at the boiler. Was glad he wasn't working as an oiler. Then my sister went and lit a match and up is where they went. They went up, up, up. Like a guy on a rocket. Up, up, up. Keep your luck, don't lock it. Up, up, up. Put your finger in the socket. Don't you know that's a jack? Swing shift at a big factory. I keep cutting, I just keep strutting. Cause up is where I'm going. Go up, up, up. Push the elevator button. Up, up, up. Like Superman's cousin. Up, up, up. Propelling, hell, I'm buzzing. Don't you know that's up, Chuck? Do it, I'm living, Jumbo Day. Oh, dee dee dee, Bambo Day. Dee dee dee. bop, bop, bop. And gossiping over the back fence, my aunt was talking in her accents, but the fickle finger fate pressed a well-placed goose. Now, that's where she went. Visiting a funeral parlor, my Uncle Harry, he let out a holler. One stiff went and winked at him, and up is where he went. And went up, up, make the North Pole landing. Up, up, talk frivolous abandon. Up, up, from sitting to standing. Don't you know that's up? Like a definite ascension, like a rubber band attention, like a whole bunch of up, too numerous to mention. Don't you know it's going up and up and up and up and up?
That's Dan Hicks and the Acoustic Warriors with Up, Up, Up. And I hope you're up for a game of Guess Who, because we are going to play one in just a little bit. We also are going to play the Hank Pink game a little later this hour, which is a Saturday Light Brigade favorite. Thanks for joining us today.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
A couple additional program notes. Coltrane is going to be here today. That's right. Ben Hartlich, David Long, John McFarlane, Ben Opie, and Nathan Peck together again for one day only. They're here today at 11 Eastern, and then tonight at 8 o'clock at King Floyd Spirits in the Strip District, November 16th, 2024. Mark the date tonight, a reunion. They've all remained good friends. They really took the town by storm 20 years ago, and they each are very talented musicians and have since gone on to careers of their own and different projects, but they are back together for their 20th anniversary and are just an amazing quintet. They'll be here today at 11 o'clock. Next week at 11, Mustard's Retreat will be here. I hope you'll enjoy hearing them as well. A quick note, our year-end donor drive gets underway soon. If you're already a supporter of SLB, thank you. If not, our nonprofit is powered by you, and you can make an instant donation at slbradio.org/donate if you'd like to get an early start. Now it's time to play Guess Who. And we're thinking of a person with one particular set of initials. It could be somebody who's real, fictitious, living, no longer living, maybe somebody from contemporary times, somebody from history. It could be a man, a woman. No matter who it is, we think it's probably a name that you've heard before. This morning's initials are A-B. A-B, that's A as in Avalon, and B as in Bellevue, A-B. You can guess as many times as you would like to. We'll keep you posted with respect to how other people are guessing as you listen. 412-200-5975. Let the guessing begin. The Guess Who initials, A, B. Thank you. the guesses are beginning to come in now. 412-200-5975-AB. The Guess Who initials. And James has some guesses. I'm looking to see what those are. And let's see, A, B, the initials that we're playing with, 412-200-5975. And let me just make sure that there it is. I thought we were going to hear banjos in the air, and there they are. Let's see, Archie Bunker, that's a great guess. A.J. Burnett. Ambrose Burnside, Adam Brody, Art Bell, Ali Baba, and the correct answer. James, you've got the correct answer in your list. I am not going to share that just yet. Well done. Mike in Mars has a guess of Anne Bancroft. And good morning to Ron. It's wonderful to have you listening. Antonio Banderas, what a great guess, not him. Nick in New York City has a ton of guesses, along with partner Susan in New York. Alexander Graham Bell, Art Blakey, Anne Bancroft, Anne Boleyn, Andy Borowitz, Alan Bates, Annette Benning, Alex Brightman, Aaron Burr, Andrea Bocelli, Alec Baldwin, Amy Brandeman, Arnie Becker from L.A. Law, played by Corbin Burnson. That's a great guess. Amanda Blake, Art Buchwald, Alex Borstein, Alton Brown, Abe Beam, Abe Burrows, Adrian Brody, Issa Buchanan, a character on One Life to Live, and one of your answers, and I didn't share it, but they also got the correct answer, 412-200-5975, if you'd like to make a guess. Jim in Crepton Heights has the correct answer, and also guest Anne Bancroft. And Caden, always likes to come up with names of his own. And this week, Caden came up with Abraham Bill. Abraham Bill is the designer of the $5 bill. He was given the name Abraham Bill because of Abraham Lincoln. And he has since gone on to design Monopoly money, coupons, and gift certificates. Abraham Bill, the noted artist that Caden has put together. He's also known as Abe Bill, and occasionally when doing graffiti, he simply writes A-B dot dot dot, encouraging others to fill in the other 24 letters that normally follow A-B. Mike Advires has Andy Borowitz, as well as Archie Bunker, Anne Boleyn, from Allen and Squirrel Hill. Richard on the north side has a guess of Albert Bourla. That's the first one this morning that I don't know much about. The CEO of Pfizer. That's one I would not have known. Annie has Alexander Bell and Alton Brown. Now, here come a whole lot more Adam Brody. Guest by Annie as well. Alan has Ambrose Bierce. Sophia and Lucy are in Slippery Rock together. And actually, Nicole is with Sophia this morning. And they're thinking of Aaron Burr, comma, sir. It's not Aaron Burr. That's a great guess. Linda of the Dynamic Duo had a guess of Aaron Burr. Jim has Albert Broccoli, a producer, not him. Mike also has Ambrose Bierce. Caitlin Stanton Heights has Alexander Graham Bell, Anne Boleyn, Aaron Burr, Alec Baldwin, Andrea Bocelli, Antonio Banderas, Anne Bancroft, and Angela Bassett. And there are more continuing to come in. My goodness. Stu. Stu has Archie Bell. And the Drells. Do you know their song? Tighten Up. Not Archie Bell. That's a great guess, Stu. Annie has Anne Boleyn, as well as Adam Baldwin. Arthur Balfour from Richard on the North Side. Here's one I need to look up. Arthur, is it Brock? British actor. Best known for a bumbling senior menswear salesman, Ernest Granger, on Are You Being Served? You know, I listen to a lot of BBC radio products, but not television. Susan also came up with Archie Bell. I might have to look to see if I can find that song. Ambrose Bierce from Ross and Glenshaw. Ross, nice to hear from you today. Tommy has a guess of Alec Baldwin and Bancroft and Aaron Burr. Matt, also with Albert Bell. Albert Bell, not Archie Bell. Alan Bradley, a controlling person, and Albert Bell. Guessed by Trish and Cook Forrest. Aaron Burr, guessed by Matt, as well as Annie. James also has Ambrose Burnside, Civil War general that won the Battle of Campbell's Station, securing Knoxville, Tennessee for the Union Army, and happened to do so on November 16th, 1863, today's date. Thank you, James. Larry and Vanessa, good morning. Coltrane, I'm fairly sure, is the band you remember seeing from years ago. I would describe them as having a hot club style with a lot of their music. Anita Baker, guessed by Richard on the North Side, and Art Blakey, guessed by Matt. 412-200-5975, the number. guesses continue to come in at 412-200-5975. Greg in McKeesport. What a great guess. Al Bundy. Al Bundy. It's not Al Bundy. Thank you, Greg, for checking in. You can guess by phone at 412-200-5975. Aline is in Maine and had a guess of Archie Bunker. Art Blakey also guessed by Larry in Elwood City. Alan Bean guessed by Patrick in Stanton Heights. Good morning to Bill and Sheridan, who has Andy Bashir. Anthony Blinken, great guest, and actor Alan Bates. Adrian Brody, guest by Matt. And Jim in Crafton Heights, guesses Alan Brady, the fictitious star of the fictitious program that the fictitious Rob Petrie wrote for, along with Buddy Sorrell and Sally Rogers on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Angela Bassett, guest by Trish. And good morning to Nicole in Slippery Rock, Ava Braun. That's a name we haven't heard yet before. So, a number of correct answers so far. 412-200-5975. If you would like to make a guess, it's hard for me to give a hint about this one. And if I gave you the wrong hint, I might have to defend my lifetime of giving you hints as we play games like Guess Who, so I'd want to be careful about doing that. I couldn't resist. There it is. This was one of the first exercise albums I think ever offered. We'll let Archie just tell us what to do.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I'm Archie Bell of the Thrills of Houston, Texas. We don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston, we just started a new dance.
Sister Martha is with Rich in Edinburgh. Deep breath now.
Come on now, drummer.
They guessed Archie Bunker together.
Oh, yeah. Tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up.
Amanda Bynes, Abigail Breslin, Alexis Bedell, Anthony Bourdain, and the correct answer just coming in from Gail.
Time to bring an organ now.
Everybody's favorite part is coming. That's where the song sighs. Aaron Burr, just guessed by Mick in St. Clair. Inspired Archie Bell and the Drells, but a number of other people guessed Archie Bell as well. It's hard not to smile as you listen to this.
I want that guitar to fall in on that. Tighten it up now. Oh, yeah. Now tighten it up, Archie.
Oh, I miss Tom and McCandless, Anthony Bourdain, Anthony Burgess, Ali Baba, Alan Bates, Alexander Baring, Alexander Graham Bell, Ambrose Pierce, Anne Boleyn, and Bancroft, Aaron Burr, Ameri Baraka, and Baxter, Art Blakey, Arthur Balfour, August Bush. Very good. Adolph Bush, the Electrical Company, Alan Bradley, Adolph Van Beyer, a chemist. And I do not see the correct answer on Tom's list, but a lot of great guesses. 412-200-5975. There are still quite a few guesses coming in, so we'll give you we'll read or share with you from some emails coming in, and then we're going to tell you what the answer is. Linda has, Antonio Brown of the Steelers, not him. Amanda Bynes and Amanda Beard from Matt by way of Annie. Patrick has the correct answer. Jim in Crafton Heights says, I should be worried about broadcasting the news of this answer. It would hurt if I were to do that, and would make it a bit harder to hunt for the correct answer. Correspondently, I won't do that. And John, any kind of be burrow, came up with the correct answer. Elaine has Alec Baldwin. And Tommy, thanks for your contribution getting our year-end donor drive off to a good start. We appreciate your support. Harry has Antonio Brown and Artie Burns. Alan, you're so close. I'm going to think that you have the right answer and maybe autocorrect, change the first name. And Rick, Rick says he can still hear Tighten Up on his transistor radio as he thinks back. Probably on Colorful KQV with Chuck Brinkman. Well, the answer we were looking for was the great filmmaker... Albert Brooks. Albert Brooks. Filmmaker, author, comedian, really a brilliant mind. And we made reference to the movie Defending Your Life and Broadcast News. All of his films are terrific. We have a brigadier in Reseda, California, listening this morning. Thanks for tuning in. It's nice to have you with us today with a guest. These are great guesses. Anita Baker, but he turned a lot of other guesses. He just made their names forcibly fit, like Amy Brandt and Avid Brinkley, Aaron Budge, Aaron Bodgers. Thank you for doing that. Albert Brooks is who we were looking for this morning. And congratulations to you if you came up with the correct answer. I tried to keep track of all the correct answers as they came in. Patrick of Stanton Heights, John in Economy Borough, Alan in Squirrel Hill, Gail of Stanton Heights, Nick and Susan in New York City, James in Freiburg, and Jim in Crafton Heights. Well done. Thank you for playing Guess Who. Nick and Susan also point out that Albert Brooks's real name is Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein, and that is true. Caden. Also a guess of Alec Boehm, a real guess. Well, that was a lot of fun. Albert Brooks is who we were looking for this morning. Congratulations. If you came up with him. And let's get ready to play the Hink Pink game coming up in a moment. Ron, a Saturday Light Brigade charged you if you came up with Albert Brooks. Ron gets an honorable mention. He just now guessed Anybody. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Way down yonder, beyond the moon, I got a letter from Alma Stone. She said she's coming to visit my home. Well, I better have soup for Alma Stone. That chicken soup, that rabbit soup, that gopher soup, that monkey soup, that elephant soup, that elephant soup. My home, and I better have soup for Alma Stone. That miso soup, that rutabaga soup, that black bean soup, that split pea soup, that vegetable soup, that egg drop soup, that elephant soup.
I was feeling kind of hungry on a winter afternoon. It was kind of cold, so I went and got some soup. Chicken noodle soup, and I pulled it in the bowl. I tried to use a fork, but it fell on my clothes. Now, I don't understand why it didn't work, man. But I know I can't eat the soup with my hands. Now, that'd be kind of silly, like I'm in a cartoon. Now, I know how to roll. I gotta go and use a spoon.
think. And Marcy marks her with Soup Soup, Krista Les Bacon, also there. From the album Banjo to Beatbox. And thank you to Ralph and Susan and Ben for playing along with Guess Who. Ben adds Anthony Braxton, which I don't believe is the name. We had earlier, Susan added Austin Butler, another vote for Alan Brady. And Annette Benning was added by Ralph. And the others I mentioned earlier. You can always play along at SLB Radio on Facebook. Sophia, thank you for the kind words. I'm glad you're enjoying playing along this morning. We are going to play a game called Hank Pink in just a moment. It's one of the most popular games we play here on a Saturday morning, and I'm glad you're around to play it with us.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyper-local e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
Now, by the way, I've acknowledged as many text messages and emails. Ricky and I try to do as much as we can, but it's likely that during Guess Who, you may not have heard back from us. It's hard for us to keep up. We try to be sure we mention them on the air, but please know we see everything you send, and we're grateful for it. So here is how Hank Pink works, if you haven't played this game with us before. Every answer is a rhyming couplet, two words that rhyme, and we'll give you an inkling as to how many syllables are in the words. If we call it a Hank Pink, each word that rhymes has one syllable. If we call it a hinky pinky, each word has two syllables. And we might even have a hinkity pinkity. You just never know. We'll also give you a clue for each couplet we want you to come up with. And that's pretty much how it works. For example, if I gave you the clue obese feline and told you it was a Hank Pink. A Hank Pink that is an obese feline. That would be a fat cat. The fat cat. Or if I said a confused German shepherd and told you it was a hinky pinky, that would be a foggy doggy. You get the idea? So I'll give you a few to try, and I encourage you to try and see if you can stump me, and I hope you'll consider going on the air. The first one is a Hank Pink, and the clue is vacuuming. And here's another Hank Pink. Oh, this one I think is a little tough. A farmer's market. It's a Hank Pink, a farmer's market, in the true sense of the word, too. A farmer's market and vacuuming. Each is a Hank Pink, meaning two one-syllable words will answer the clue, and they should rhyme with each other. Good luck. Sometimes there's multiple answers. Here's hoping you'll play along with us. Oh, if you want to answer one of those puzzles, 412-200-5975. You can answer both if you care to. You also can reach us at 1-888-752-7234. So we have vacuuming as a Hank Pink and farmer's market as a Hank Pink. See, Don in Myers, Pennsylvania, has vacuuming. He's got it. Floor chore. Floor chore. And farmer's market? That's a tough one. You need to think about what farmers might be associated with to come up with that. Each answer in the couplet has one syllable. So a farmer's market, a Hank Pink for that. How about this one? A street amphibian. A street amphibian. That's a Hank Pink. Street amphibian. We'll see how you do with that. Ah, Sophia in Slippery Rock got a farmer's market. It's a crop shop. A crop shop. Well done, Sophia. I think that one was kind of tough. Here's another Hank Pink. A tired hitchhiking tool. A tired hitchhiking tool. Especially if it's cold out. We'll let you think about that, and I hope you'll consider challenging me with a Hank Pink or Hinky Pinky of your own. We're looking for a street amphibian, and we are also looking for a tired hitchhiking tool. Good luck.
And bread. Tomorrow night we'll change our dish and try a little fish instead.
Supper. other. Fried fish for supper.
That's John Scholl here at the Saturday Light Brigade. 412-200-5975. We're having a lot of fun with the Hank Pink game this morning. And if you've had trouble getting through, you can call us now at 412-200-5975. I have a lot of messages to pass along here. Oh my goodness. Let me go in order here. Mike New Crop Shop, and I had said earlier vacuuming is a floor chore, but Mike and Ron both came up with sweep deep, which works. I also gave the clue street amphibian. John in Grove City got road toad. And when we mentioned a farmer's market, Alan thought it could be a fall stall for a farmer celebrating or selling autumn items. Richard on the north side also knew road toad, as did Mike. And Ron and Aline. Mike and Mars had crop shop. And I gave you the clue, a tired hitchhiking tool. Trish knew we were looking for numb thumb, as did Mike. Ah, Larry, in Elwood City says, this Hank Pink is a smile, a smirk on your face, a smirk on your face. That would be a smug mug. A smug mug. Mike also knew numb thumb, as did Ron. John in Grove City says, how about a spoiled hot dog? A Hank Pink that is a spoiled hot dog. I think I know it. I think it's Frank. How about Rank Frank? Final answer, John. Rank Frank. Alan knew we were... Oh, he had bum thumb instead of numb thumb. Mike has... Ricky, I hope you're listening. Mike in Brighton Heights says, the happiest choice Ricky made... And it's a hinky pinky. That would be Mary Larry. Excellent. And Lee Robinson also knew we were looking for numb thumb. Richard is going to challenge us with a hink pink, a comforting place for college students. A comfortable place for college students. That would be a warm dorm. A warm dorm. Sophia knew the road toad, and Nicole actually came up with that. Nicole knew road toad. Oh, Lee had an alternative answer to a vacuum. Rare air. Rare air. John in Grove City just... confirmed that Rank Frank was the answer. Here's one for Mike. The last record on the turntable. Oh, wonder if that's a hinky pinky. Would that be the ladder platter? That's what I'm going with, the ladder platter. Let me give you a few hinky pinkies. I happen to have some. Let's see. The better hockey player, the better ice hockey player. That's a hinky pinky. And here's another one, a hinky pinky. A collector of party trinkets, a collector of party trinkets. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We'd love to have you join us on the radio if you care to. A collector of party trinkets, that is a hanky-panky, two syllables in each of the two words that form the rhyming couplet. And we also are looking for the better ice hockey player. That's also a hanky-panky. Good luck. John in Grove City just got both of those, a greater skater for the hockey player. And for somebody that collects the party trinkets, that person is a favor saver. Another hanky panky, an iron pot. An iron pot. And another hanky-panky almost every 12 months. Almost every 12 months. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Here's some music to think by, and please feel free to challenge me.
And you're happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do. And you'll find happiness without an end whenever you pretend. Remember, anyone can dream. And nothing's bad as it may seem. Little things you haven't got will be a lot if you pretend. You'll find a love that you can't share. And if you sang this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend?
Why don't you pretend? Why don't
the Saturday Light Brigade. That is the Nashville Chuck Band and Pretend. We are so excited that Coltrane is going to be here. Ben Opie is here. Gosh, I've known Ben for a long time, since the early 80s, and I'm glad Coltrane is going to put in a great performance that will be at 11 o'clock Eastern, about an hour from now. Aline, I think, has the answer for the last record. I said ladder, platter. Aline has got to be right with Final Vinyl. The last record on the turntable, Final Vinyl. And Larry in Elwood City, a new favor saver for party trinkets, as did Alan. Stu is challenging me with a hanky pinky of female horse's flower. Philly Lily. Jim has my crazy dog and my other pup's favorite bean. Two hinky pinkies. My crazy dog and my other pup's favorite bean. Coffee. I'm going to have trouble with that one. Before we gave almost every 12 months, Trish got that nearly yearly. Alan also came up with that, as did Mike. And Ron got it. And for Iron Pot, Ron got Metal Kettle. Ron gave me a clapping ensemble. A clapping ensemble that could be a loud crowd. I'm going to go with that without knowing more. Choosy Mrs. Burger, says Mike and Mars. Oh, that would be Picky Ricky. I do try my best. Now, there's a few I don't think I've answered correctly yet, so if you sent one in and I didn't answer it correctly, please let me know.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
Jim in Crafton Heights, for his for his dogs and the beads. You have to know the names of his dogs. Loco Coco, as in Loco Coco beans, and Sydney's Kidney, as in Dog Sydney's Kidney beans. Thank you for playing along with us. It's great to have additional puzzles and games right after Guess Who, and I'm glad you're enjoying them. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, where the Crunk Movement is about to join us, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green, Ella Storm, whole crew here this morning. Sabosik, it's your weekend off to a good start. The Satterson, Todd Chorosky, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Have a little look around. Yeah, that little old chunk. a little old me, I'm wondering where that piece might be. Got a little piece of me I left here in this town. I've been coming here since 1971. I didn't get a lot of sleep back then, but I sure had fun. Oh, half a century come and gone. How much longer can this go on? But I'm eternal, you could say. I'm immortal, maybe for today. Oh, yes, I laugh, and certainly I've cried. And my future's been subsumed by my past. Every time I come back here, might be my last time here. One of these days I'll be gone. All that will be left is the song. My future's been subsumed by my past. Of me that are strewn around the globe. Now, there's not much left. I'm lightening up my love. I leave a dollop here and a particle there, and I'm strip-teased down to my underwear. Hey, I got pieces of me strewn around the globe. And there's a dog that's barking in the room next door, as if to remind me.
Loudon Wainwright III at the Saturday Light Brigade. Stick around. I hope you're going to stick around because the Crunk Movement is part of Center of Life, who made a big announcement yesterday about the new hub at Hazelwood Green. I'm so happy for Pastor Tim Smith.